Good morning, everybody. How is everybody doing out there? I just completed an amazing interview with Stacey Bowles, The Rapture. Now, this lady is a best-selling author. Her book is For a Second Chance. It's about those who are going to be left behind and those that are going to be taken up in the rapture. Folks, I mean, I really do believe we're living in the apocalypse. I think, you know, if you would have told me this 10 years ago, how many of you would have believed we'd be where we're at 10 years ago? I mean, where we're at today, 10 years ago, would you have even believed it? I'm telling you what, folks, I'm becoming more and more of a believer from what I'm seeing. We got the red heifers being sacrificed in Israel, the 22nd, you know, somewhere around there. So this is all these prophecies are coming together. And you got to ask yourself, there's something, you know, is there something to this? Stacey Bowles, she's coming up on YouTube. I'm going to be airing that here on YouTube, talking about the rapture. And it's a manual, her book, a best-selling book. It's on Amazon. A manual for those left behind. I don't know. I hope I'm not one of the ones left behind, but I don't know. I was a sinner. I'm still a sinner. Shit. Folks, I am having a contest. Nino's contest at Gmail. Screenshot your likes. Screenshots your shares. This is what I got to do now. I talked to my YouTube agent. He's like, Dave, you got to do this. That's what everyone does on YouTube. Because I'm a YouTuber. So I'm now a YouTuber. I'm my friend. I mean, you know, I have so many friends who are like, what do you do again? I go, well, you know, YouTube. They're like, yeah. I'm like, well, I get on there. And they're like, what do you mean? You get on there. What do you do? I'm like, I don't, you know, fuck it. Let's just talk about something else. I don't even want to, you know, fuck. I'm a YouTuber now. That's what I do. So send the screenshots to Nino's Contest. That's both plural. Nino's Contest at gmail.com. First place, $1,500. Second place, $1,000. Third place, $500. They all sound like winners to me. Okay? So that's what's happening. Send them to Nino's Contests. Contests@gmail.com. Folks, I got a really big guest coming on ninoscorner.tv. Really big. I'm not going to reveal it yet, but it's really big. I'll reveal at the end of the week. I want to make sure it happens, if you know what I'm saying. You know what I mean? It's like one of those things like, I'll let you know if it happens or it doesn't, but I'm not going to jinx it. Folks, when the lights go out on Amazon, leave an honest review. My mama's book, leave an honest review. The Mexican Mix, where she goes slumming with a Mexican. And folks, you see this little device right here? It's pretty cool, and it saves you a lot of money on your energy bills. I have one plugged into the four rooms of my house. So, ding, 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 ding. And, you know, it saves energy. So, what it is, so just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months, especially summer. Yet, the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been using this magical little device, that I absolutely love. Thanks to it, I'm able to slash my power bills, beat the greedy utility companies, and keep more money in my pocket every month. It works. With many other free bonuses before they sell out, by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. You simply plug this in, and voila, it slashes your energy bills. So I got to say, I'm pretty impressed with it already. Folks, ninoscorner.tv is fire. Don't forget to go to patriotwear.com. Patriotwear.com. Get yourself some gear, shirts, shorts, socks. Yes, I got socks. I think I still got socks up there. They're working hard. You know, they're working pretty hard. Hey. How'd you guys like Jim Willie? Jim Willie on YouTube. Now I'm putting up on ninoscorner.tv we can't put that on YouTube. We're going full, you know what? I've got to start watching my language, they say, because that's why They're throttling me back because I'm just too abrasive. I'm too vulgar, but I'm not going to stop that. I'm not going to stop that. Okay. So NinosCorner.tv, Wano, Saban's up there now. Go ahead. Let it fly. Let the punches fly. I don't give a shit. Okay. Ismael Perez is up there. All roads lead to Rome. Jim Willie's going up this evening. And talking about how Trump won the gold war. And he goes into details talking about how this was even possible in the Pacific Rim. There was a gold war that I wasn't aware of that supposedly Trump won. Okay. He goes into details on this from his sources. So pretty interesting stuff. I could not talk about that on FluffTube. I don't even like bringing up his name. I usually have to say Mr. T. Also, folks, Tom Nelson. This is big. Tom Nelson. He is the producer of the climate movie. This movie is a must-see. The climate movie, The Cold Truth. Okay? The Cold Truth. Interesting. Go see it. Check it out. It's going to be up on NinosCorner.tv. I'll probably put that one on Rumble later. Folks, don't forget, Rumble is Nino's Corner. I'm starting to put a hell of a lot more videos on there. So if you don't like paying the $4.99, you can wait a few weeks and some of the videos will be up there. So, but I please my VIP, they come first. Also, SG Anon's coming on. SG Anon, thank you for the super chat, by the way. How's Axel doing? Axel passed. Axel's gone. He's been gone for a while. Yep. Axel's, I got his ashes in the urn. So Axel's gone. Axel left us. And when he left us, when I was driving home crying like a five-year-old, by the way, a silver heart balloon flew past my windshield and into the sky. And I don't know where it came from. It just, it was like saying goodbye to me. And boy, oh boy, did that hit me hard. It was like a chingazo in the heart. Oh boy. But I felt like he was saying thank you, and I relieved him of his pain. You know, I think he was only holding on, just waiting for me to let him go. Gosh, I don't even want to talk about this. I don't even know how I'm getting on this. But I also got Angela Staten King coming on, RFK's campaign manager. I want to know your questions. Leave me your questions. I'll probably put it on X, the questions of that, you know, I'll take the 5 to 10 best questions from my audience for Angela Stanton King. Also, folks, I got a really big guest coming on. I don't even want to talk about it yet, but it's coming. It's coming. And Mike King is the general in the general's tent. We're going to be talking about the Secret Army, all his research. You got a lot of this guy's brilliant. A brilliant, brilliant general for the general's tent. That's April 25th at 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Be there or be square. Remember people used to say that? Be there or be square. Be there or be square. All right, folks. Might want to turn it down or turn it up, maybe. Oh, yeah. I try to remain optimistic, even with all the shit that I'm going through. I'm really white-knuckling it through life right now. A lot of stuff with my dad. You know, my dad's been having seizures. My mom. Dementia. It's been tough. In fact, right when I'm done with this show, I got to haul ass up there and make sure they're okay. I'm having my dad do some exercises. The extent of his exercises right now is just getting out of bed and going back down, like up, down, trying to get his legs working. So, oh man, I got my work cut out for me, folks. I got my work cut out for me. All right, folks, here we go. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, baby. Yeah. This does wake me up in the morning. A lot of you think I'm crazy and I'm going to bust a blood vessel. And that may happen. I'm not saying it won't. Maybe just put me out of my misery. I don't know. But I do know one thing. It does wake me up. I used to do that before. I used to not say that, but I used to say other shit before I'd go wake up in the morning, go run. The neighbors would, I wake up the dogs, the cats, you know, and then I'd be on my run. So, folks, it's not about a matter of if, from what I'm hearing, it's a matter of when. It's been very well contrived, orchestrated. It's going to happen. Now, You may say, well, what's going to happen, Dave? Here's what's going to happen. Something is going to happen on our soil. Very, 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 very well contrived. And it's a little too late from my understanding. Now, we may lessen the impact, but I'm hearing it's probably too late to stop what they got planned. So the borders are wide open, and everybody's coming here unvetted. You know, does it make you feel good that your taxpayers are going towards TSA when you get groped and fondled at the airport and not towards immigrants coming here through the border? Pisses me off. Oh, I tell you, it pisses me off. Especially when I see grandma getting groped. But maybe she likes it. I don't know. It might be a good thing for her. So as Trump awaits trial, let's just say, I don't know, maybe World War III has begun. It looks like we're in it, folks. As well as new intel coming out on China. Now China is, are they responsible for the Baltimore Bridge? I don't know. They're very sneaky. Although I had a demolition expert on my channel, and I put it up on Rumble for all of you that get mad. It's on Rumble talking about, I don't know if I can say it on here, but the you know, what happened to the bridge. So all of this, if you really look deep into all of this, Colleen, thank you. Take out carbs and sugar out of my mom. You know how hard. Okay, but. I understand what you're saying, but you have no idea how hard. I can't watch them 24/7 and they sneak donuts. They sneak donuts off, okay? They sneak things into the house. So who gave Iran billions of dollars? Billions of dollars. Who gave them the money for exactly this time? Huh? Mr. O and Mr. B gave them a lot of money. For right now. So you can't tell me this wasn't orchestrated. I gotta cool down because it is fluff tube. What about the Afghanistan pullout? Who benefited from that? Who benefited from the Afghanistan pullout? All our billions upon billions of dollars worth of expensive equipment, military equipment. Where is it? Where did it go? Is it all coming clear? I mean, for my audience, I know you all are very clear on this. But maybe there's some normies just coming in going, what is he talking about? I don't get it. I mean, doesn't the Taliban have that stuff? Who gave Iran billions? I don't understand this. Where is he coming from? Is he a conspiracy theorist? What do they want to happen? Exactly this. So the clips, I've said this on my show. You saw I did this show, I think, the morning of or the day of or the day before. But the eclipse was nothing more than a marker. It was nothing more than a marker. Nothing happened on the eclipse. Like I said, nothing would happen on the eclipse. It served as a marker. I said on my show nothing would happen that day, but it would represent a kickoff, like to a football game, like boom, the punt. The last eclipse of 2023 was October 14th, and on October 27th of October 23, Israel launched an ongoing invasion of Gaza with all the slated goals of destroying Hamas, a military and political movement that led an attack on Israel earlier in the month, earlier before the eclipse, and the free hostages and to free the hostages taken by that particular group. So the instigation move happens before the eclipse, and then Israel cleans house and has a response right afterwards. So the annual solar eclipse occurred on October 14th, 2023. The solar eclipse occurs when the moon passes between Earth and the sun. And by the way, all of you sending me this flat Earth shit, where it shows like the flat earth on the moon. You look stupid, okay? You're just giving ammo to the flat earthers because the flat earthers come back with, well, don't you know a solar eclipse happens when the moon passes between Earth and the sun, okay? Okay, get it? Do you understand, okay? You look worse, okay? And I'm trying my best. I'm trying my best to go to bat for you. I really am. But you just keep giving the flat earthers ammo. Okay? You do. I'm just saying. So what happens now? The hopes of a massive escalation into World War III with America troop deployment out of the country. Out of the country. Remember, Biden said his support for Israel is ironclad. What does that look like? Where is that going to lead to? Now, I'm going to bring in a wild card here, so pay attention. Thank you, Beverly Adams. Thank you for the super chat, guys. So, as all of this is happening overseas with Israel, Iran, the Middle East, our borders remain wide open. Wide open. And as Biden tells Israel, our support for him is ironclad. Who brought all the... Who brought all them over here? Mr. O. He brought them all over here during his presidency, and they're still coming in. Along with the ting-ling-ling-ding-dong-dong-dings, they're coming too. So as our borders remain open to the millions coming here unvetted, you better believe many people that hate this country are now here waiting for orders. So these particular immigrants will be activated, in my opinion, and get ready for some kind of attack to happen on our soil, folks. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Mr. T has come out and talked about this as well. And I believe, which I've already prepared for, and if you're on ninoscorner.tv, you get it, you understand it, you're ahead of the ball. You're ahead of the ball. And I really like to say, like, on ninoscorner.tv, there's been a lot of, you know, we've had Juanito, Scott Bennett, I've had, Jim Willie, Mike King, Ron Partain. I mean, all the digital soldiers, Alpha. I mean, all the guys who have really made a big mark in this community and really held some people's hands through the hardest times. I got to say that. And they get a lot of credit. And SGN on, wow, big names that have come on. And I'm getting some bigger names coming on, folks. A nuclear scare event is in the cards. You better believe it, because that's the only way, from my understanding, the only way this goes to Mr. T. The only way. It doesn't happen unless there's something going on, which I'm digging into, that it happens conventionally, like we go to an election and everything works out just fine, that I'm not aware of, okay? Because I don't see, because you got to understand, Mr. T's got to be able to do what he wants to do. Otherwise, he's going to be facing lawfare at every corner. You think it's bad now? Wait till he gets in conventionally. If he gets in conventionally, Mr. T is going to be met with one lawsuit after another. Anything he tries to do, it will be stopped. Do you understand that? He won't be able to do anything. But if he gets in another way, he'll be able to have free reign, which is what I'm betting on. That's what I'm betting on. That is what I'm betting on. Now, it's just a bet. I don't know. I guess it's just an opinion here on FluffTube. Thank you. Hey, yo, Robert Kennedy. Hey, hey, hey. But here's the wild card move that I'm watching for. Now, this is a real wild card move. And I talked to Juanito about it. He goes, that's a good theory there, Dave. He doesn't talk like that, but I felt like I heard his voice that way right now. I said, you know, Juanito, what if all this fighting with Iran and Israel comes to a halt because, I don't know, Biden plays hero? What if that happens? What if they make Biden the hero and his numbers just shoot up? And then obviously right after the election, it'll be business as usual. But what if before they call a halt to everything and they just pause for a moment to make Biden look like the comeback kid, the hero. Folks, I'm looking at all options here on the board. That's what I'm doing. Thank you, Robert Kennedy, once again. I'm looking at all options here on the board. You guys see what I'm saying here? Give me a thumbs up if you understand. Remember, you heard it here first. And another thing, I'm hearing that all these VP names, DeSantis and Tulsi and all, They're just names. All Mr. T's doing is making sure he's dangling the carrot in front of them saying, be on your best behavior. I'm not going to announce till way later. And when I do, it's not going to be any of you. It's not going to be any of you, okay? Vivek Ramaswamy. So breaking news. Klaus Schwab has allegedly recently been admitted to the hospital. Really? Time's ticking. Oh, please. So Klaus Schwab has been admitted to the hospital. And that's all the details I have on that. So I'm watching that very carefully. So Mr. T has tried everything to avoid criminal trial. The day has finally arrived. And I got this from a liberal news syndicate because they're just so excited. They're so excited to see this guy go to trial and hopefully go to jail. Not going to happen. But we'll have fun watching this. So Mr. T will become the first former president to sit for a criminal trial when he appears in a New York court Monday, kicking off a highly unusual stretch. Stretch in which a Republican will campaign for a new team. Well, new team. Jeez, I can't read today. New term. Duh. New term. While defending himself against accusations, he directed an illegal scheme to pay off Star. Oh, boy. Why would, I mean, I could go into this, but I've never understood any. I have friends that dated some stars, and I'm like, bro, like, why? Like, why would you date them? Now everyone's doing OnlyFans, by the way. So is that a star? I would consider that a star. I think if you're on OnlyFans and you're rubbing one out in front of everybody, I think that's a star. And let me tell you, folks, it's more people than you know. A lot of people are on OnlyFans, okay? Men and women, okay? I'm talking doctors, lawyers that have an OnlyFans account. And it's like normal now. It's normal now. So that's where society has gone. Can you imagine? Where'd you meet your mom? Well, I had an account on OnlyFans and she was so hot. Oh, God. It was me and about 1,000 other guys just watching her. And, oh, she just turned me on. I knew that she was my wife. That moment when I laid eyes on her, I knew right there she's going to be my wife. And that's how you got here, son. That's how you got here. I don't know if I'm the dad, but, you know. So, as Donald Trump goes to trial to pay off the scheme to pay off the star, Biden shrinks Trump's edge in latest Times Siena poll. President Biden has nearly erased Donald J. Trump's early polling advantage amid signs that the Democrats' base has begun to coalesce behind the president despite lingering doubts about the direction of the country, the economy, and his age, according to a new survey by the New York Times and Siena College, whatever. Mr. Biden and Mr. Trump are now virtually tied, folks. Can you believe it? They're virtually tied. I mean, the economy's a mess. We're in World War III. The borders are wide open, but they're tied. Because I'll tell you what the deciding factor is here. We can't take his mean tweets. We don't like them. We'd rather have nuclear war than mean tweets. And that's just the way it is. You can blow me. You can disintegrate me with a nuclear bomb, but you better not make fun of me. That's fine. You can just blow me up into piece, little bits and pieces all over the place, vaporize me and my family. But if you make fun of us, that's where I draw the line. Bombshell report, exclusive intel reveals that the attack on the Francis Scott Key Bridge was a... It was caused by ding-a-ling-a-ling, ding-dong-dong-dong. We are sneaky. So that's what they're saying. They're saying that they're blaming it on us now. They say that we did it. Well, it's not true. So they're saying that there is a new type of remote towing technology that they use. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ding-dong-dong-dong. Oh, we had a PlayStation. So that's what they're saying here. And I got to be very... I got to do it like that. So I can't really say the language that I want to say. Justin, Israel President Isaac Herzog says an Iran attack was a declaration of war. Oh, really? You don't say. Let me guess. You're the victims, right? You're the victims? Yeah. You had nothing to do with this. The whole world's heating up. At least that's what they want you to believe. I beg to differ. So let's recap. Sirens blast sounds across Israel after Iran launches retaliatory attack. Iran launched a swarm of explosive drones and fired missiles at Israel late on Saturday in its first ever direct attack on Israel territory, folks, risking a major escalation as the United States pledged ironclad backing for Israel. Sirens wailed, and Reuters journalists in Israel said they heard distant heavy thuds and bangs from what local media called aerial interceptions and explosive drones. The ambulance service said a 10-year-old boy was critically injured. How many fatalities happened in these attacks? You guys know? Can you please give me a number here? Because I heard there was like one or two. I haven't looked much into it, but I'd like my Black Sheep family to tell me how many fatalities occurred with this Iranian attack. You guys know? Because I don't know. I heard it was like very minimal. Israel's military said more than 100 drones were launched from Iran, with security sources in Iraq and Jordan reporting dozens seen flying overhead, and U.S. officials saying the U.S. military had shot some down. You know, really, if you really think about it, with the technology we have today, we could just have drone wars. You know, you don't really have to send anybody to war anymore. If you just want to hit military targets, just send unmanned drones. That's I mean, really? But that's not what's going to happen. What's going to happen is something's going to happen here in the United States, and they're going to get really mad about it, and they're going to say, and Biden's going to come out and say, you know what? An attack on America is happened, and now we're going to send troops. I forgot what I was going to say right there, but you all know that it was going to be something good. Anyway, that's it. Now we are off. We're deployed. Now all our troops go abroad. Then what happens? Well, could, I don't know, some illegal immigrants that are recruited be the ones patrolling the streets here? Just a question I'm asking. That's it. I'm just asking questions here. Could that be what happens? Because I'll tell you what, it seems to me like everything's going just as planned, folks. So if something happens here, what about the Olympics? Have you guys thought about that? What about Paris Olympics? That's in Paris. I'd be pretty nervous if I was an athlete going over there. Now, I'm not going to say don't kill your dreams and not go, because unfortunately we all have to risk something. And if you're going there to compete, you're risking a lot. Okay? You're risking your life. Because I have a feeling something could happen at the Olympics. Just, I don't know, just logically thinking. But I also feel our soil is in jeopardy. Just my opinion. Just my opinion. So, should the Israeli regime make another mistake, Iran's response will be considerably more severe. The Iranian mission to the United Nations said, warning to the U.S., U.S. making warnings now to America. Stay away. However, it also said Iran now deemed the matter concluded. So, Iran is saying, back off. This is our problem, not yours. And then Biden comes out and says, our support of Israel is ironclad, while I give Iran, while I gave Iran billions of dollars. Does that make sense to you? It's like a boxing promoter saying, this is my boy right here. Little did I know, he was also promoting the other guy in the opposite corner, because whoever wins, he wants to make sure he's got a piece of that ass. That's why I understand this so well. It's so easy to see. They're just like boxing promoters, folks. It's boxing. It's what it is. The Gaza war between Israel and Hamas, now is its seventh month, has driven up tensions in the region, spreading to fronts with Lebanon and Syria, and drawing long-range fire at Israel targets from as far away as Yemen and Iraq. British maritime security company Ambry said in a statement that drones were also reported launched against Israel by Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthi group. So this escalation, this is a severe and dangerous escalation. Our defensive and offensive capabilities are at the highest level of readiness ahead of the large-scale attack from Iran. And Israel's military spokesperson, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagar, said more attacks imminent. Israel is ready to respond again. You know, I remember back in the 80s and 90s, early 2000s, and I don't know, and I know a lot of my audience is older, so I feel comfortable saying this. Do you remember that they used to talk about this time that we're living in right now? And they used to say, man, when that happens, it's the end of the world. It's the end times. I remember that. Like yesterday, I remember everyone used to talk about, oh, it's going to start in the Middle East and the Antichrist and this and that. Well, here we are. Now we're here. Now we are finally here, folks. How does that make you feel? At least you lived long enough to see it. I know a lot of my audience, I don't understand why, but a lot of them are older. Maybe it's because you all get it. You know, we have a point of reference. We have a point of reference that these younger generations just don't have anymore. We remember when the world was still fun and good, pre-9/11. At least I do. I remember going to Juarez, see that Juarez, walking over the bridge and telling my friends, man, I remember this. I don't know why I remember this particular event, this a particular time in my life so clearly, but I remember stopping my friends mid-bridge, over the bridge, going to go party and see that Juarez. We're getting ready to go to all the clubs and party and get drunk and have a good time. And I remember looking at all of them. I must have been 16, 17 years old, and I looked at all of them. And I go, guys, this is just once in our life. We're never going to have this again. And they're like, what are you talking about? Juarez has been here forever. We'll always be able to come here. I'm like, guys, we're only this young once. This is it. And I remember looking at myself. I was all fit and strong, and I felt great. And I remember my feet, I was light on my feet. And I just remember telling all my friends, this is it, man. This is, I just felt it. I don't know how to explain it. And then sure as shit, man, 4 or 5 years later, 2001 happens. And then now look where we're at. See, that Juarez is not even the same anymore. You can't even go. Thanks for the super chat, by the way. Thank you. I saw it crawl up there. I missed it. But now it's changed. Everything's changed. You can't even go. I mean, we used to cross the bridge back in the day and just go American, and we'd be vomiting, blah, coming back over, and they'd be letting us go. I mean, it was best times of my life. I'll say that right now, and I'm so glad I got to live it. I'm so glad I got to live it. So breaking, obviously this happened the other day. Several reports now indicate Iran has launched a secondary swarm of 80 drones towards Israel. The drones are expected to strike. Wow. Okay, there's some words here I cannot say that I cannot say on FluffTube. So I'm going to pass that. So Biden also got off a phone call with Israeli PM, reiterated his ironclad support for Israel's security. White House says America will support Israel's defense against the attack from Iran. Israel will be closing its airspace. So all of this has already happened. Now, Qatar and Kuwait have informed the United States they cannot use their bases in any way, shape, or form or their territories against Iran. Israel media, more than 50 missiles were launched from South Lebanon towards northern Israel. I don't know how to say that. Al-Arabia. Iran fires some 300 drones, missiles at Israel, the first ever direct. 99% of them supposedly are downed. Iran on Saturday night launched a large wave of around 300 attack drones and missiles from its territory towards the Jewish state in its first ever direct attack on Israel by the Islamic Republic, triggering air raid sirens throughout the country. Biden praises Israel's remarkable capacity against unprecedented attacks. Oh, you just gotta love this guy, huh? You gotta love him. It'd be like a boxing promoter being like, oh, David Rodriguez, wow, man. I love how he's just so good and he's been funding my opponent's training the whole time. It's like, oh, you don't know? I funded your opponent's training. I funded his whole camp. I funded you too, though, so you have nothing to say about it. Don't worry about it. I was fair. I funded both of you guys to fight each other. It's okay. Both of you got what you needed. I'm the promoter. That's what I see here. Folks, take a moment to please like and share. I got something else. I'm going to be having mid-rolls. So, like, I'll do a little 30-second ad in the beginning of a show, and then a timer is going to go off. I got a kitchen timer. I had to order one because I'll forget. And it goes off at probably the 30-minute mark, and then I have to read another ad. That'll be just another 30 seconds. So just bear with me, but not this time, next time. So I bought myself a kitchen timer. Fucking kitchen timer. Oh, boy. I don't know. You know, folks, I got to say, it's so easy to see this. It's so easy to see this for what it is. U.S. and U.K. forces help shoot down Iranian drones over Jordan, Syria, and Iraq. So a hastily assembled coalition, including the U.S. and U.K., has helped Israel shoot down Iranian drones over Jordan, Iraq, and Syria in an effort to blunt the attack and prevent uncontrollable escalation. So that tells me right there we're already involved. A mass salvo of Iranian drones and cruise missiles neared its borders as Israel scrambled its fighter jets to intercept the incoming projectiles, according to Israeli news reports, and it was supported in the effort by its partners and neighbors. Joe Biden said the U.S. had built up its forces in the run-up to the widely telegraphed attack, and the reinforcements have paid off. Have you ever seen a war fought like this? Because I haven't. It's like me getting in a fight, in a street fight, or, I don't know, in the boxing ring and be like, all right, I'm going to throw some jabs. Here comes some jabs. And then I'm going to come back with a hook. And then when I throw the hook, I'm going to wait. And then you're going to throw. It sounds like WWE, right? And then you're going to throw a right hand at me. Okay, I'll wait for it. This is like what this war is. What happened to the element of surprise? Why isn't this happening? Why are not only they telegraphing everything, but they're letting the media get a hold of it and talk about it for a whole 2 or 3 days? Oh, and then an attack comes, and then everyone sits there and goes, oh, my God, we're at war. This is terrible. But for 3 days, maybe even longer, they were talking about it. This doesn't make sense to me, does it you? Because it doesn't me. Are we all being had here, folks? Are we all being played? Because that's what it feels like to me, okay? That's what it feels like to me. Like, we're all being played. The world is a stage, folks. Okay? The world is a stage. It's all a stage. I got to tell you, man, I have a lot of people, hey, you're not a real truther, man. You don't look at all sides of shit, bro. I'm like, yeah, I do. I don't leave anything off the table. I don't put anything past anything at all. Okay. Anything at all. You go, fuck it. I'm going fishing. Yeah. That's how I feel. Take me with you. Bigfoot. Yeah. That's what we're in right here. So already U.S. and U.K. forces help shoot down Iranian drones over Jordan, Syria, and Iraq. Iran attacks Israel. So it looks like now, have they gone at it for the third time, or has it just been two attacks? I mean, it could be different already by the time I'm doing this podcast. Netanyahu says Israel is ready, says ready for direct attack from Iran and will respond in kind. So Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is ready for a direct attack from Iran and will respond in kind. Citizens of Israel in recent years, and even more so in recent weeks, Israel has been preparing for the possibility of a direct attack from Iran, the premier says in a video statement. Our defense systems are deployed, and we are prepared for any scenario, both in defense and offense. The state of Israel is strong. The IDF is strong. The public is strong. And you got all these politicians. I have unwavering support for Israel. Both two sides of the same coin, in my opinion. And you really start to figure out who's who. I mean, we're really watching this now, right, folks? Oh, we back Israel 100%. Oh, you mean our tax dollars do, sir? You mean that when I go to work and I do everything I got to do, every time I write the fucking check, it's to you! Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is ready for a direct attack from Iran and will respond in kind. Citizens of Israel in recent years, and even more so in recent weeks, Israel has been preparing for the possibility of a direct attack on Iran, which already happened. And so now, blah, 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 blah. Cyber attacks as well. As Israel shut down by Iranian cyber attack, telling residents to prepare for war. So a cyber attack has allegedly hit Israeli websites on Saturday. So, and as a cyber attack hit before this strikes. Gave them enough time to tell urgents to tell residents to stockpile items and prepare for war. Residents have been advised to stock up on food and water ahead of the imminent attack by Israel, which they did. Power outages. So before the attacks even happened, there was power outages happening all over Iran. I mean, Israel. Sorry, my bad. I get them confused. Several Israeli cities, including Tel Aviv, due to the alleged cyber attack. So massive cyber attacks hit Israel before the attack from Iran. But guess what, folks? Russia. Russia. Russia moved supersonic missile warship into Middle East after the Iran attack on Israel. So now Russia has entered the building. Russia has sent a Navy frigate. How do you say that? Frigate? Marshal Shabanoskudov, armed with supersonic missiles into the Mediterranean Sea via the Suez Canal just hours after Iran attacked Israel with hundreds of missiles and drones. The Kremlin confirmed the ship's presence in the sea, added that it will continue performing the task assigned to it under the expedition plan. This comes as Iran attacks Israel with over 200 drones and missiles overnight. Russia has entered the building, folks. This is heating up. This is what we've talked about on ninoscorner.tv for a long time. And those of you that are there, pat yourself on the back because I know you want to. U.S. ready to sanction Chinese banks if they aid Russia's war machine, Yellen says. The United States is prepared to sanction Chinese banks and companies as well as Beijing's leadership if they aid Russia's military in its invasion of Ukraine. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said Monday, the comments were part of the broader economic message that she has delivered to Chinese officials during her visit to the country over the past several days. The U.S. and China have been working to heal their relations, even as the two superpowers manage ongoing economic tensions. The United States is prepared to sanction Chinese banks and companies, as well as Beijing's leadership, if they assist Russia's armed forces with the invasion of Ukraine, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said Monday. We stand ready to act if we see significant violations, especially by financial institutions, Yellen said in an interview with CNBC's Sarah Eisen in Beijing. So you know where this is leading. Whenever they start including banks, folks, you know where this is going. And you better be stocking up with gold and silver. That's all I can say, because you know where this is headed. We all know where this is headed. A financial crisis that we're going to blame on China. I can't stand these people. I can't stand them. Especially when you can see it for what it is. And you know their playbook. It's like, oh, gosh, okay. And they still do it. They double down. They triple down. So Trump and Mike Johnson zero in on non-citizenship voting. It's already illegal and very rare. Former President Donald Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson. What did I tell you about Mike Johnson? I was right. I called it. Mike Johnson and DeSantis Told you. Okay, so former President Donald Trump and Mike Johnson pitched new legislation to crack down on non-citizen voting on Friday, despite the fact that practice is already illegal and occurs rarely. Oh, does it really? Is it rare? Is it rare? Let's be honest here. Johnson said House Republicans would introduce a bill to require documentary proof of citizenship to register to vote. Speaking at Mar-a-Lago next to Trump as he seeks to fend off threats from the right flank. It seems like common sense. I'm sure all of us would agree that we would only want U.S. citizens to vote in U.S. elections, Johnson said, falsely suggesting that so many people are registering to vote when they obtain welfare benefits. It is already a crime to register or vote as a non-citizen in all state and federal elections, though Washington, D.C. and a handful of municipalities in California, Maryland, and Vermont allow non-citizen voting. They allow non-citizen voting in local elections, and few individuals break those laws. This is a crime where not only are the consequences really high and they pay off really low, you're not getting millions of dollars. It's not robbing a bank. You get to cast one ballot, said Sean Morales Doyle, a lawyer at the Brennan Center for Justice. But what also makes this somewhat unique is that committing this crime actually entails the creation of a government record of your crime. Tracked and traced, baby. Tracked and traced. I'm telling you, man. This is all going to come down on these people. They have no idea what's coming for them. Oh, they don't have any idea what's coming for them. I got to tell you, folks, I've had a lot of interviews. I've done thousands of interviews in the last 4 years. Thousands upon thousands. That's where I'm at now. I've got my own knowledge on this shit. I've got my fingers on the pulse. I can, and a lot of you can say whatever you want about my guests. I think everyone contributes a very powerful piece to the puzzle. Now it's up to you. It's up to you to figure it out on your own. I'm not going to do it for you. You may think some of my guests are full of shit. You may love some of my guests. That's not up to me. That's up to you. I'm doing my part by bringing them to you. You do the rest. And I think I've got a big one this week. And my audience, my Black Sheep family, you all are very smart. I get a lot of your emails. I'm not able to respond to all of them, but I get the emails. And a lot of you are right on target. A lot of you are very smart. I got to say that. Six dead after stabbing rampage at Major Sydney shopping mall. Police have confirmed that six people have died after a stabbing rampage at Sydney's Westfield Bondi Junction. I've been there. I've been to Bondi. I've been to Bondi Beach Junction Shopping Center, a major hub near the world-famous Bondi Beach. Yeah. Is it Bondi Beach or Bondi? I can't remember. The sixth victim is reported to be the mother of an infant who was also injured in the attack. New South Wales Police Commissioner Kerry Webb said the assailant was about 40 years old, acted alone, and was known to the police. She confirmed five women were killed and one man. Damn. So do we take away knives? Are we not allowed to eat anymore? I mean, that tells me we should take away knives. You're not allowed to eat steaks already, so why don't we just take away knives? That sounds right. I mean, don't you think that's the way we should do it? Take away forks, too, while you're at it. Let's just use chopsticks. Civil War takes box office spoils with 25.7 million opening. Best ever for an A24. I don't know what that means. A24. Sunday AM update. What does A24 mean? Anyone know? So Sunday AM, A24 is calling Civil War at 25.7 million opening. You know what beat all this? You know what movie beat all this? Sound of Freedom. They did, and they completely ignored it. They completely ignored Sound of Freedom beat everybody, and they ignored it at the Oscars. Isn't that awesome? Anyway, why? Because they didn't want a light shown on their dirty little secrets. So 25.7 million opening, largely fueled by Democrat and liberal moviegoers. But without overperforming business in some red state regions like the South and Southwest, Screen Engine Post-track polled Civil War attendees. Politics reported that 22% considered themselves liberal. 19% were Democrats. 11% considered themselves moderate. Whereas registered Republicans were only 6% of moviegoers to the Civil War. Because we know what it's about. The liberals, when it goes, oh, my God, this has to be Trump. They're talking about Trump in this movie. I know they are. Let's get prepared. Let's start preparing. It's coming. Oh, my gosh, it's coming. We got to get prepared. Get your food. Get your water. Oh, get your rainbow flags. Do whatever we got to do. We got to show these people they have our support. Even in the movie, the snipers, a couple of the snipers had rainbow hair. Can you believe this shit? Two of the snipers in the movie had rainbow colored hair. Okay. Really? You're in the middle of the Civil War, but you have time to dye your hair rainbow colors. So how to get rid of New York City rats without brutality? Birth control is one idea. So New York lawmakers are proposing rules to humanely drive down the population of rats and other rodents. What about the, illegal immigrants? I don't know. Just saying. You care more about the rats. Iron contraception and a ban on glue traps as alternative poison or a slow, brutal death. Politicians have long come up with creative ways to battle the rodents, but some lawmakers are now proposing city and statewide measures to do more. The New York City, only New York, right? Only New York would think of some shit like this. We got to be humane. We can't set traps. We have to give them birth control. In New York City, the idea to distribute rat contraceptives got fresh attention in city government Thursday following the death of an escaped zoo owl known as Flacco, who was found dead with rat poison in his system. City Council member Sean Abreu proposed a city ordinance Thursday that would establish a pilot program for controlling the millions of rats lurking in subway stations and empty lots by using birth control instead of lethal chemicals. They're just going to give the rats birth control. Oh, God. The contraceptive called ContraPest is contained in salty, fatty pellets that are scattered in rat-infested areas as bait. It works by targeting ovarian function in female rats and disrupting sperm cell production in males. You don't think they're putting that in our food, do you? That makes you think. If they can give this to rats, I don't know. Maybe that's why people are having such a hard time having kids right now. Just a question. I don't know. Not always look at this shit. But on the other hand, you got this. In what the fuck news, in what the fuck news, this is good. It's long, but it's good. CD World of super sperm donors inside America's black market of men who father hundreds. Now you got to imagine the egos on these men. Demand natural insemination in motels. So these guys are like, oh, you want my sperm? You want my sperm? Meet me at the motel. I'll give you my sperm. We're going to do it the natural way. So, and the women so desperate that they agree. They agree to conceive in public restrooms. Oh, man. He takes two cold packs from the freezer and inserts them into pouches in his specially designed snowball boxer shorts. $59 a pair. Robert swears by them. I do about 2 hours of that a night. He says icing increases your fertility over time. Clearly it's working. Robert, not his real name in this article, is a prolific sperm donor. One of the most successful offering his services to desperate women through Facebook. So this guy uses Facebook to offer his services. He frequently posts pictures of positive pregnancy tests and of children born from his sperm, which he charges up to $300 to ship, but less than in, wow, to ship, but less for in-person donations. $300, man? That's it? And you have a kid running around in this world? In general, men become self-described super donors after fathering 8 to 12 children. Robert appears to have lost track of his precise number of offspring. Until a couple of years ago, he says he offered natural insemination, or NI, for free. So for free, he'll give it to you naturally. This is crazy. Thank you for the super chat. That's where the world of black market sperm donation takes an alarming turn. A Washington, D.C. author and journalist, Valerie Bauman, discovered when she decided at age 38 to become a solo mother. For Robert is one of the countless men hawking their, and this world's crazy, hawking their wares via the thriving, unregulated genetic bazaar, where it's unclear exactly what goods and services are actually being exchanged. A kid. That's what I see. So many women are lonely now. They don't have husbands, and they just want a kid. They want to have a kid. I'm seeing a lot of this. The underground sperm trade seemingly exists to bypass conventional insemination and in vitro fertilization IVF services offered by mainstream healthcare providers. Getting pregnant through multiple rounds of IVF can be ruinously expensive, reaching into the tens of thousands of dollars, even though success is far from guaranteed. Men offering sperm via Facebook, TikTok, and even dating apps promise a much cheaper alternative. So, but regulated clinics hold their donors in rigorous standards, enforcing genetic testing and ensuring, for example, that one man does not father squadrons of babies, particularly within a narrow geographical area. Can you imagine all these kids coming to this guy's door? Hey, Dad, we're all here, and we found out we're all brothers and sisters. Oh, there's about 30 of us. Oh, there might be even more. Can you imagine this guy? He'll probably be, you know, this guy, you got to have a special kind of ego for this shit. In a tight-knit community, they increase that risk of accidental incest. Hold on, wait a second. In a tight-knit community, the increases the risk of accidental incest among dibblings or donor siblings are called dibblings. There's no such guarantee with the internet. And of course, conventional clinics don't put women in contact with men who may not have their best mama's interest. So can you imagine these kids are in the same community and they start dating each other? Ooh, boy. They find out later, we're brother and sister. No wonder we live in a trailer. Bowman says she began lurking on Facebook sites and crushing the Just a Baby app, which is essentially Tinder for getting knocked up. Man, this is taking a whole nother direction, huh, folks? Just a Baby is popular with some men who have pregnancy fetish or preg fetishes. These donors expect to have full intercourse with women with the crucial stipulation that sex continues during pregnancy. Others become obsessed with sex only when there is a chance that it will result in conception. Perhaps the most common compulsion among donors is for NI. On the Facebook group, 80% of men offering to provide sperm will only do it via natural insemination sex, with some even resorting to trickery, boarding on the criminal to fulfill their desires. So this is a new thing, I guess. This is like really taking off where men are like, all right, you can have my sperm, but we got to do it naturally. You got to meet me in the alley behind the dumpster. And then never call me again once you're pregnant. Man, this is like the deadbeat dad's dream. And women are that desperate to jump on board with this shit. That's where we're at now in society because people are so scared to be alone. They're so scared to be alone. And women want to have babies. People want to reproduce. They want to have children. And now it's come to this. Meet me at a motel. I'll give you my kid. And then we'll never talk again. And the guys are getting laid like this because women are so desperate at their age. I don't know. I would imagine anywhere from the 30s, mid-30s up, they want a kid. Forget love. Forget meeting Mr. Right. Let's meet behind the dumpster. Get me pregnant. I'll have your kid. This is insanity. This is where we're at, folks. We are morally absent in this country now. I mean, Jeez. We are morally void. That's what it seems like to me. I don't know. There's more here in this article, but I don't want to bore you guys. I mean, how do you know these guys aren't like serial killers? How do you know they won't meet you somewhere and then... This is crazy. I don't know. We are living in a crazy world. All right, folks, the contest has kicked off today. Please like, share, and subscribe. Take screenshots. It's better if you post in groups, like Facebook groups. Post the morning show in Facebook groups. Get it out there and then take a shot of it with your, you know, screenshot it. Send it to Nino's Contests, plural, Nino's Contests at gmail.com. I will announce the winner the end of May. And at the end of May, May 31st, first prize, $1,500. Second prize, $1,000. Third prize, $500. I think you win either way. I think it's a good thing. So we'll see who sends the most screenshots with the biggest groups that they put the video in. And voila, you win. You win. And you know what? I might throw an autograph book in there. Remind me. Okay, I forget a lot. All right, folks, I'm out of here. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting, and the black sheep of broadcasting, baby. Later.